Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what do you guys think about Donald Trump?
Man, fuck Donald Trump, man.
Big ass wig on your head, boy.
Big dry shit like that.
Man, keep talking about Muslims, this Mexican, that. Donald Trump, you a punk ever bitch bastard.
Punk ever bitch bastard? I never heard that one before.
Yeah, man, he a punk ever bitch bastard. And don't bring your man to Baltimore, he'll be hitting the head with Moose's shovel.
Wow, that's a little rough.
Guess what we got for him?
Why?
We got a chop in the truck for Donald Trump. We got a chop in the truck.
Catch his little puss ass and give him his 100 round
drunk.
Boy ain't even white,
you yellow.
He said your date's own daughter, you a sicko.
That's why that nigga tried to poke you in Ohio. That's why they shut your ass down in Chicago. Don't come to Baltimore unless you want
Dotto.
You keep on playing big, bitch, you catch these hollows. I'll let these nine cross over just like Rondo. Don't try to make him president.
Fuck Donald.
What's up, everybody? You're now rocking with the True Team. And today's show is going to be jam-packed. Today, we're going to be joined today with our co-host, Switchblade Carter. And also, we're going to be debuting two new joints today. One from El Jose and G-Pain, featuring Pablo, called IHOP, and the other called We Out Here. All right. Today's show, we're going to be talking about how the ups and downs of love and hate can overtake your mind, destroy your heart, and kill your soul. Powerful, isn't it? Exactly. So let's jump right into it for real. And, you know, what I noticed was that when you talk about love and you talk about hate, is it possible to love a person and hate a person at the same time? You know, statistics say that, yes, you can absolutely love a person and hate that person at the same damn time. The question that I have for everybody is this. What happens when you end up loving that person and you thinking everything is cool, and then all of a sudden you realized that this person is somebody that now you completely and utterly hate? And listen everybody, let's keep it real here. It's very easy to hate a person. It's very easy, because if you think about it like this, all it takes, honestly, to hate a person is just a millisecond of thought. You see what I'm saying? And you look at it like this. If you look at how people nowadays are, right? We're looking at nowadays when people have a tendency to hate so much, okay, to the point where it becomes something unlike none other. And people say, well, that's not what they want or what have you, but guess what though? At the end of the day, I would rather it be something where people can understand that when you hate a person, All you're doing is making that person win. You are allowing the people who you would necessarily not win, let win anyway, win. You know what I'm saying? And the problem with this is that, you know, a lot of times we all want, you know, we want our cake and our pie and everything needed to right here, you know. So, yeah. And now we have our co-host, Swiss Blizzard Carter. What up,
Gord? Swiss Blade in the house.
So, listen. So we're talking about relationships and how you can actually hate a person and love that person at the same damn time.
Oh, you know you don't need to be asking me all that. Just saying.
Now, I know that, you know, this was a conversation that me and her actually had earlier today. And it doesn't hit home. It's not going to hit home for anybody until you realize how much you have hurt that person or whatever, how much that person can not only hate you but completely and utterly despise you. And so I want to know what you guys think, though, because I need to know. So call in right now. Call in right now, 929-477-3273. And on top of that, Look at how Rob Kardashian. Let's talk about him.
Wow.
First of all, I'm proud of him. Because for a minute there, he was harder to see than a fake appearance from Elvis Presley.
Wow.
It was harder to see him than Tupac showing up at the BET Awards, sitting in the back, talking some, yeah, it was all good. This a week ago, you know.
I know.
It was harder to see him than Ray Charles.
Okay.
But anyway, so, you know, you had him out here, and he's out here, he's doing his thing. And people took him to town. They like, uh-oh, Piggly Wiggly. Like, really? They called this man every name in the book. And let's be clear, ladies and gentlemen, I've actually been to a Piggly Wiggly. And let's just say he's not that. So with that being the case,
oh my God,
you know, He is now currently in a great relationship with Blac Chyna, aka the hostess with the mostest. Cause I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I saw the video that he posted and when they was at home and she was twerking it hard as hell, and I'm just like, yes, my nigga.
Wow.
I was like, good gracious. I've never saw nothing like that before. You know, like, she got one of them booties where, like, it'll make like a person who is civilized act completely and utterly just wrong on all levels. It will actually make Martin Luther King go completely gangster.
Oh my god!
On
goodness.
All levels, I can see Martin Luther King right now actually going in there. He goes on because first of all, let's be real here, ladies and gentlemen. Now we all know Martin Luther King would definitely be on Twitter. He would definitely be on Instagram. People know this. Everybody knows this. He would definitely be a fixture in pop culture today. But as soon as he saw all that ad, it was so much a booty belting. I mean, I saw the reason why. I mean, come on now. Hello, hello. Are we listening here? Ladies and gentlemen, I saw the reason why he was losing his weight.
I saw it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I seen the reason why he was losing his weight. If I had that, yes, I absolutely would lose weight. Are you serious?
Wow.
Really? I would be jogging. I would jog
right.
every day just to get a good glimpse of all that I get. Man, let me tell you, let's keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
The moment he saw that, he said, I had a dream that one day
all the
niggas would be able to get a fat ass bitch like that. I'm just saying.
You
but
are
anyway,
so sick. Who says that? You are sick.
So, what I need y'all to do right now, if you agree with anything I say, even if you don't agree, who cares? For calling anyway, we want to know how you feel right now. 929-477-3273. Remember, for only a penny a day. Oh, I don't care. So anyway, we're going now to jump in to one of my favorite songs. And this song right here is from El Jose and GP.
I knew it. I knew it.
And this song is the only feature we had on a 14 to 16 track album. That's impressive, y'all, because you know how people are. And don't get it twisted, because I got on my next album, I have all my brothers on there with me. Why? Because I want to see what the brothers had to say. Now,
okay.
This song is highly offensive, and who cares? So without further ado, this song is El Jose and G-Pain featuring Pablo. It's called IHOP. That's right, I said it. IHOP.
Oh, no.
Let's go. All right,
yo, what's your song? Yeah, man, look, we are here.
What are you talking about? Yo, what's up, bro?
Oh, what's up, man?
What's up, bro?
Hey, yo.
Hell yeah.
Yo, y'all little niggas today, yo. Oh, fuck up today, my nigga.
Alright.
Alright, hold on, yo. Yo, stop the shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Corner. ain't hit you once. I've been in the trap a day. Yeah, you know I'm rolling bluff. I've been whipping and whipping that coke. You know I've been through it. Your girl on my dick. Yeah, we about to watch a movie. We're at home on the couch. Netflix and chill, bitch. You don't get no food, so get the fuck out of here.
You don't get no food, bitch, cause I ain't that shit. All you gonna do is fuck the crew with some hard dick. As a dad, you don't swallow it. Tomorrow and that shit. You already know my niggas be on that damn shit. So we all about to let the gold take it. And I know when I come to that, we're in the trap with them 44. And I ain't talking about my butt, bitch.
I must know, what did you think about that? Because you know you.
Well, you know, most of the time I don't understand El Jose. This is another time that I didn't understand him.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. If you want to have that type of track style music or what have you, then by all means, go on there to that test. And to SoundCloud and to Audio Mac and look up El Jose and T-Pain. Guaranteed
yes.
It's
please
definitely
do.
A listen. Oh, goodness.
You're right about that old goodness part.
It's definitely something. It's
yeah,
definitely something
exactly.
That it's not. It's not for everybody. Put it like that.
That's,
you
yes,
know?
This
not,
is true. It's not.
Not for everybody because we attended to offend everybody and their mother.
And you did just that.
And we attended to do just that. And unfortunately, that's what we did. And I'm not going to say that we didn't intend to do that, because we, yeah. We
no,
intended
you meant
to do
that.
That.
No, y'all meant that.
We definitely intended to do that, and people who heard it was blown away from.
I don't know why.
I just looked at it like when people heard the CD or what have you. It was kind of like, huh?
Wow.
You know. You know.
So what's on your list of topics?
Well, I mean, we have. Okay, well, let's talk about the whole Kanye West thing. So Kanye finally stopped being a dick. Well, he's still a dick, but.
Well, so right now.
Yeah, he finally came through and he released the album in the regular digital markets or whatever instead of title. And please, please do not write me on this, guys, because I could care less. First of all, why is every single superstar in the world trying to go to title like? I don't get it. Like, it feels like you guys don't have, like, a brain enough to say, yeah, because here's the thing, though. I know, before I say this, let me say this. I would love, if Jay-Z called me up right now and say, hey, you know what I'm saying, I just want to,
really?
I heard your album. I heard your album, and I mean, it was super, man, super. So I'm just saying, I mean, I really want to put your album, you know, in title. I'd be like, hell yeah, nigga.
I know, that's right.
Speaking
and you better
that,
come get me, too.
Yeah, I sure will. But speaking of you that, the funniest part about when mm-hmm. you have the artists who go to title is the fact mm-hmm. that when they go to title, you are basically putting yourself out there as far as that was concerned
right.
or whatever. And then the thing is,
right.
they always get upset.
Uh-huh.
How do you get upset? I don't understand how you guys get so upset and angry or what have you.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to figure out why you guys get upset when you. I mean, first of all, if you're going to be an artist, you're going to put yourself out there.
Right.
That's
yeah.
it.
That's
that,
right.
That is the number one rule to the game. Put yourself
right.
out there. Artists,
exactly.
artists out
exactly.
there. And here's the thing. This goes back to my original statement from the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
See, making a song or making an album is just like a relationship. See, you can love your craft. You can
right.
love your craft like you
right.
love that woman. But
uh-huh.
you can hate the content that you're about to put on the album like you can hate the
right,
person
exactly.
that you're with. The
exactly.
problem with this is that we put so much emphasis into what everybody else going to say about your project, about the content.
Right.
Who cares?
Exactly.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Because here's the thing. People nowadays, first of all artists are not even making a lot of money. So that could draw a wedge between you and your wife or you and your girlfriend or your significant other or you and your little
right.
partner or whatever.
Yes.
But then even before then, what happened to loving a person unconditionally, even when the nigga or that chick is broke? Women, and I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
all women, but some of y'all women are gold digging sluts and whores.
That's exactly
that's just Let's keep this real. You know good and
yep.
damn well that if that man did not have a piece of crap in his pocket, you would be like, I ain't messing with this nigga. Have you seen this nigga? And the
exactly.
reason being is because you guys are so superficial. It
exactly.
blows me sometimes to hear how superficial some of the women are nowadays.
Yes.
And before you start writing me stupid, dumb letters, the ones that will write me are the ones I'm talking about.
Of course.
Because y'all know good and damn well that you guys are superficial and
mm-hmm.
you know it.
Exactly.
You know y'all superficial.
Right.
Come on. Y'all know that. Y'all
exactly.
know for a fact that y'all know for a fact that if that man told you right now that he wanted to go out here and do a CD where he was talking about grapes and pears and shit, you'd be like, nah, niggas. See what I'm talking
right.
about? And the problem with this is that you guys tripped me out with this. Like, if you're going to see you supporting, let's keep it real. If you're going to support a man, right?
Yeah.
Please do me a favor. Please help me, Jesus. Please, guys, do me a favor, okay?
Uh-huh.
If you are going to support a man, support him through his flaws and all.
Yeah.
Support him.
That's why they always mess up.
Some guys don't know how to love because they've been hurt so many different times to the point where it becomes literally some form of a factor in it. Like, it's hard. It's not easy. I don't know who told people that it was supposed to be hard or whatever. I don't know who told people that, but y'all need to really factor in that some guys and some women do not at all know how to love. And the thing is, the problem with this is now is there's a whole list of people who will tear you to shreds the moment, and I mean the very moment that you get out there is trying to love a person. Okay? Some people like myself have hurt people like my cohorts. You know, I'm ashamed to say it, so I said this would be my platform today. Reason being is most guys want to have somebody they can reach out and touch. That's not always the good thing to go after just because of that, because of so many stipulations and things that can happen because of that. But yeah. So publicly I wanted to say I'm sorry. And to the guys that are out there right now, if you're hurt, your significant other, gay, straight, whatever the case may be, who cares? Go to that person. Even if that person doesn't accept your apology, at least you took the initiative to go out there and make things right. Seriously.
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, nobody perfect. I don't understand how people can say, oh, well, you know, you just made so many different mistakes. There's so many different mistakes. And I'm like, why is it that it seems like when that person makes the mistake, he's not making the mistake because he hates you, not one little bit. The mistake he's making could be the fact of him not even understanding or comprehending what it means to love and connect with a person on a deeper level.
But he has to be able to voice that from the beginning. If she's telling him, okay, you know, I love you, okay, we'll say, look, I don't know what that means exactly, but I care about you. If you're just saying I love you and then you just walk away, it's like, what does that mean?
Right, and that's the thing. And that's the other part to it, because a lot of times, you know, we have this mentality of well, I think this person loves me. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah,
it's either going to be where you're going to know it or you just not. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, it doesn't happen that often. You know. And so it's just hard. It is hard because we live in a days now where it's easier for you to get out here and do dumb stuff than it is for you to get out here and actually work hard and get your money and that stuff. You know? So here's my thing. And I mean this wholeheartedly. Like, if you're going to be out here and you're doing your thing or whatever, then here's the thing. Not everybody is going to accept you for you. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, there's a rare breed of them, like, you know what I'm saying, Switchblade, who, you know, actually cares enough to really put forth, you know, some effort into it, you know what I'm saying? And so because of that, all you can say to that is, you know, thank you, and, you know, who knows the future holds, but at least you know that, you know, whatever the future may hold, at least you're not sitting there trying to figure it out in the worst way possible when it's all said and done. And then you realizing that this person here could have potentially been somebody who, you know, would have been had you back in the home. But it's hard. But anyway, I want to thank, you know what I'm saying, the co-host for definitely being there with me and everything, through everything, and really bringing to the forefront and showing me, and y'all will see, showing people out there what love really means. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so because of that, I thank you for that. And I thank everybody for tuning in today. And
yes.
Genuine.
Yes, with certainly in the building.
You already know. We will have a special show tomorrow as well. And you know what? We're not even going to tell you what the show is going to be about. Reason being,
you're not going to give them a little piece of it.
Exactly. But guess what? You're getting nothing but the realest and the hottest shit ever. Holler back at us. We're out one.